Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by... Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree. Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
God continues to challenge us to be disciples. In today's reading, the first reading was beautiful. Paul is telling Timothy, just be bold, set things right. I've taught you well. You have been living a holy life. Now go set things right. Make sure people are doing the right thing per the teachings of the church, basically. And then you get to the Psalms, and wow, all of a sudden, shout to all the nations, tell all the nations the good deeds of the Lord. And then what grabbed me about the gospel was when Jesus says, here are my brothers and sisters. And it was at that moment where I thought, that's it. We need to think of Jesus as our best friend, our brother on this journey, who showed us how we need to live, strong yet loving, doing the Lord's will, humbling ourselves and dying to the world's needs. And discipleship doesn't have to be something crazy where you're running around and preaching on the street corner. It really just starts at your own home, with your family, with those who you're around most during the day. Maybe you work, so you can bring the love to the world. And that is your brother, Jesus. And it means purposefully live today. So if you're making food and someone's in the kitchen with you, you can say, thank you, Jesus, for this food and for the chance and the time to eat it with whoever's in the kitchen with you. You can thank the Lord when you're doing your laundry. I like to thank him when I'm in my car, because I'm like, wow, I have a car, I can get places, and it's, the heat's working. We just had a, 7-8 inch snowfall overnight. So I've got to get out there with the snowblower and get the driveway all done. Thank you for giving me a snowblower, right? Blessing me with that beautiful gift, because I could be out there shoveling by hand. Thank you for the shovel. Thank you for this house. Thank you for the heat in this house, so I'm safe and warm and healthy inside. I mean, it just goes on and on. That is a purposeful day. And then as you thank him in your heart, you can bring it out into the world, to the people that you live with, to the people that you work with, you know, like just bring it up in the cafeteria. Man, isn't it awesome that we have like homes and heat? you know, the stuff that we just to completely take for granted, and cars, and I don't know, lots of material things, lots of, you know, first class comforts. I mean, big screen TVs and these phones and tablets and laptops and all these gaming devices, whatever, you know, I mean, when you think about it, we have every quote unquote luxury. But what we should really be spending our time doing is living with Jesus every day, inviting him in to your life. It's beautiful, 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 and I want that for everybody. Okay. And think about him as your brother. Yes, he's Almighty God and he can do amazing things, but we should have a relationship with him that's so close and yet so tangible that we can, he came down as a man, our brethren, to show us as a man, yes, divine, but show us how we should be living, and then gave us his word in the gospel. So let's call and talk to him all day. Hey, Jesus, I mean, that's what he wants us to be, calling out to him in the good, the bad, the mundane. And everything will be more of a gratitude. It would be their graces will flow. You'll be more attuned to the world around you, to the things around you, to people around you. So let's purposefully live today as disciples, not only by our lives and what we say, because witness is a beautiful and the best evangelization, but also what we do in private. Do we close that door, sit with God, ask for him to come into our hearts, to guide us, to lead us, to heal us today, to give us the grace to go be his disciples? Let's sit and ask for that before we get out into the world. Or if you're already out in the world, take a step on the side. Sit with God. Ask him to be with you today. And then consciously invite him in. Sorry. Kind of have like this little cold thing happening, I think. I'm having something happen. Perhaps I have allergies again. Okay, I'm not going to sniff and be congested in your ear any longer. But I do want to say, live purposefully with God today. I love you all. Have a blessed and inspired day.
Finding someone on an online Catholic dating site shouldn't be like shopping for a blender. So why do most dating sites leave you feeling like you're shopping for a spouse? At Catholic Singles, we connect members through our unique user polls and activities, which help you discover other members and their personalities and interests. Because you're a person, not a profile picture. So stop shopping and start discerning. Trust your love story to the original Catholic dating site and use the promo code REDBOX at checkout for 20% off at CatholicSingles.com.